It's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live from the offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios in the NAMI building here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. Now, listen closely, everybody. Next Saturday, This Week in Waukesha will be moving to 8 a.m. and we'll be broadcasting from the Waukesha Farmers Market here in downtown. So it'll give Crudy and the rest of the parent company a chance to retrofit my offices here and put the resort in, because this is the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where we believe in making America greater than it ever was, is making Waukesha greater than it ever was. And we got some young people here today and their coach slash teacher is going to tell you more about that. So, but first news, big shout out to Katrina Cafe. That's where I got my coffee this morning and it was fantastic. So new business opened up in January by some Carroll University graduates. So go check them out right down the street there from Rochester Deli. They're on Broadway. So thank you again. And in sports, the Waukesha South JV Blackshirts beat Muskego at Muskego thanks to a game-winning RBI by Vinny Capoletti-Mahalos, knocking in Evan Stout to best the Third Reich. I mean, the Warriors of Muskego, 6-5. So women's soccer had a big night on Thursday for senior night, winning 12-0. They called the game at halftime in observance of the slaughter rule. Congrats to the girls as they are playoff bound. They face Madison East on Tuesday. Your Madison East, Jason. May 31st at 7 p.m. Go Shirts. And speaking of playoffs, congrats to the South, Waukesha South, varsity boys track team for winning sectionals. Way to go. So, and speaking of playoffs and speaking of champions, it is my honor to have on the show the undefeated state champion Waukesha South esports team with their coach, Andrew Yep. And three of the five players are here today. So, CJ Ziegler, say hi. Talking to the mic.
Hello, guys.
All right. Dante Herrera, say hello.
Hello, hello.
And Penn Cookie Gilchrist, say hello.
What's up, guys?
All right. So, and coach and math teacher, Andrew Yep, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Sounds great. Can you hear him out there, Jason? Everyone sounds great. Thank you so much. Before we start the interview, too, I want to let everyone know, of course, for Memorial Day, we'd love to hear from you. If there's a loved one you'd like us to remember here on the show, just give me a call at 844-967-2789. I have a few that I'd like you to remember. And then also, don't forget, as we wind down, May being National Mental Health Awareness Month, to remember a lot of those vets that did come home but are still struggling with a myriad of behavioral mental health issues. You know, please keep them in your thoughts on this weekend. So now the story begins, as I understand, about a year ago. A group of young students had approached math teacher Andrew Yep about starting an esports team. Why did they approach you, Andrew?
I was the game club coach or advisor, right?
Okay.
So they knew I had some connection or familiarity with video games and was open to that idea.
Fantastic. And who were those? Was it some of these young men here in the room, or we're missing Captain David Johnson and Lucas Menzer, so they're here in spirit, but
so we had a senior this year, Angel Calderon. He was the one that had approached me to organize a team. He did all the main setup for it, and then
nice.
David came on to then head the Rocket League section of the team.
Okay. Neat. So, yeah, I saw that. Like, after winning the state championship, you're now competing in Rocket League action. So tell us a little bit about the Rocket League.
I'm not an actual player myself.
Okay.
But, I mean, some of the students here, it is my introduction to it was this year as well. I think the best description of it would be car soccer. I think what most people, you know, if you put cars and soccer together, you get a great idea of what's happening.
That's cool. All right. Yeah, I think we can work with that. So now, I know one of the team members, Penn Gilchrist, also plays baseball. How do you manage that with a full academic load and your role bouncing between JV and varsity?
Well, it's very difficult, especially with working too. Like, I just have a full schedule all the time. Luckily, where I work, it's pretty flexible.
Where do you work?
I work at Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's, okay.
Chili's on Sunset. All right. Them. but it's very flexible, and I can call off when I need to, and there's a lot of people that work there that can pick up shifts if I need them to. But it's a lot of time management. So.
Yeah, because how often would your competitions would probably be like once or twice weekly, right, when the season's going on?
We usually do once a week, and then we have practice like two or maybe even three times a week. But that's just after school, and it's like for an hour or two. So.
Okay. So, because I was never very good at video games, and I came from that era when we went to an arcade to play. Mm. Actually, kind of cool. So, in fact, a good chance to recognize that new bar that opened up called Brewcade, because it is that. For those of us who grew up in the 80s, it's that walk-in arcade experience, except now it has a bar, and you can drink, and we're allowed to drink. And but there's also some great games there. They should do something with the esports team here as a promotion. That would be pretty cool, but it's neat. It nails it. But it was never that great at video games. So what's a typical practice like? CJ, fill us in. Let's talk close to the mic here. No, you defer to Penn? Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're definitely better at that. Okay, so typical practice is usually warm up, maybe play some games, and then do some replay review, which is basically we watch games that we have already played and see what we can do better. So it's a lot of team building and being able to criticize other gameplay with being able to take gameplay criticism too. So
okay, nice. So, and maybe Dante can answer this. No, what kind of coach is Coach Yep like? What's his style?
Yeah, he's pretty tough, you know. No, he's really relaxed. He likes letting us do more of the heavy work, it seems.
Okay. Do you guys do the heavy lifting then?
Yeah, we do the heavy lifting. You know?
All right. Wow.
I'll tell you, the first time they did. What is it? We had a competition before the actual regular season started.
Okay. Oh wow.
And it was a state. What was it? It was the battle border battle.
Yep.
Okay.
So this was against like we were going to compete against the Minnesota some Minnesota. Oh no, we were. I forgot. What
it
we
was
were
first. It was Wisconsin teams to qualify for the border battle. Oh, that's right. Most of the Wisconsin, I think all the Wisconsin teams were in the league that we were about to play in. Okay. So.
But then,
so it was like a battle of the bands then kind of deal. Yeah, exactly. All right.
And so we competed, and literally that first game, like we got to the venue, they did a warm up practice, recorded what they did, and they went over a play by play all on themselves. Like they organized, and they were all critiquing the captain.
And it's nice. Like, wow.
And being able to observe, like, you know, teenage players, being able to take that criticism and reflect and, you know, be a team player and try to improve upon the practice. Definitely, you know, I saw something. This is something great. Definitely solidified my choice in, like, I was like, this is a great activity for our students.
That's terrific. Yeah, because I can't remember how many years ago, but I was in a hotel in business while I was watching Brian Gumbel's Real Sports on HBO, and he did a segment on. It was one of the, it was either Damon College or Brian Stratton's affiliate in Chicago, and they developed this esports program, and it's now Division One. I'm sure you guys. So when I heard that you South was forming a team and that you guys were doing really well, I was pretty excited. But question is esports in your collegiate future? Are there scholarship possibilities, especially with a state title on your resume?
I guess I could answer this because I have
already. This is Penn Gilchrist, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I call him Cookie.
I've already gotten a few offers from colleges on like being
no
able
way. That's
to
hot.
Do esports.
Can
and,
you say who they are, or is that? Or
yeah, like, Edgewood College and Wisconsin Lutheran College have both reached out to me. So nice. I'm going to be like touring those and seeing what's up with that. But there's definitely scholarships.
Sure.
And as long as your grades are up, there's even more scholarships for that too.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, and those are great schools. But if like UCLA or Miami University comes calling. And
that would be crazy. But
the beach is walking distance from campus. Yeah. You're going to take that one pretty seriously, huh? So that's good. Now, do the Badgers have like a...
Madison does have one. Yeah. They actually just won the Wisconsin Collegiate Rocket League Championship.
Okay.
So they're a pretty good team.
Neat. Do you get to play against collegiate competition?
We are in the collegiate server as a high school team. We try to do scrimmages against college teams. We have already scrimmaged some college teams, but yeah, we're able to do that.
Wow, this is fun. And I understand, like I said, I know we're going to go to a break in about a minute, but you have a recording of that championship moment when you guys beat the Mighty Knights of Oak Creek to win the state title, right? So when we come back, Jason, that's okay if we, and Connor, if they play the recording in the, it's pretty cool. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like Al Michaels, you know? Do you believe in miracles? Yes! So anyway, how are we doing on time there, Connor and Jason? 2 minutes. Oh, so we got some time. So actually, let's do, how long is that segment?
I don't know how long it is for like the...
Well, we'll cue it in after the break, so, right. But... So do the practices take place at the school then, or do you go to each other's houses? Like, how does that work?
For practices...
Or is it virtual?
It's mostly virtual. It's from our own houses.
Sure.
Sometimes we try to go to Tier 1, which is the place that we do our games.
Okay.
But we're not always able to, so...
Sure. And now, is this also inspired by what was going on with COVID, or was this something you guys always wanted to do?
Well, esports...
I knew it started last year.
Yeah,
and there were
esports
still some restrictions.
Recently has been on, like, a rise, especially in collegiate settings.
Yeah.
It's a lot more popular, and you can even, like, you can get scholarships from it. So it's definitely something I've wanted to do for a while, so...
Sounds great. Well, hey, we have much more to talk about with this fine group of talented young men and their coach, Mr. Andrew Yep. So please don't go away. Lots more to talk about on This Week in Waukesha on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Stick around. And enjoy some New Order.